720 WGN, Your Money Matters here. And continuing the conversation from the commercial break with Brian O'Connor, Illinois Retail Lending Sales Manager at People's Bank. Brian, thanks for hopping on the program with us today.
Thanks, Brad. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're former neighbors, sort of, right? In the Western Suburb Pride. There
we're
you go.
Really close.
What's your background? I mean, have you always been into retail and mortgage lending and that sort of stuff?
Yes. I mean, I'm probably 25 years in residential lending in the Chicago metro.
Mm-hmm.
Started in more in private banking and commercial, sort of migrated over to residential.
Mm-hmm.
Spent the rest of my career there.
And I imagine you've seen the ups and downs. You've ridden a couple waves yourself, and you're here to tell the tale afterwards. So you're someone that I want to talk to if I want to buy a house or if I want to get into that world, only because it helps when someone's kind of been through this sort of stuff before.
Yeah, I mean, the best way to start the process is always with getting pre-approved and having a professional look at your credit and your income is usually the best place to start.
Yeah. I wanted to ask just about, you know, obviously the last 5 or 10 years and have been an interesting market to say the least, but especially the last 2 years. Is it a good time to purchase a home? I know that's a very broad question, but what do you think when people ask you that?
I think it's an excellent time. The growth in the values are going to continue, maybe not at the pace they have been during the pandemic and into this year, but they're going to continue because the demand side, there's not a lot of demand. There's not a lot of supply.
Right.
There's plenty of demand. There's not a lot of supply. So you're still getting a lot of bidding wars. A lot of my clients and the clients of my team are getting outbid, you know, still. So that demand is still there regardless of interest rate.
Mm-hmm. But what about, I mean, that sounds good for sellers, but for buyers, I mean, it's got to be trippy. I mean, like, because you have to, I mean, look, I got to buy a condo once a couple years ago, fell in love with the place. It was a hot market, but it wasn't anything like it is today.
Mm-hmm.
And one place I looked at got my heart broken a little bit. I guess a lot of it has got to be the mentality you bring towards the process of buying a home.
Sure.
Building in that expectation a bit.
Sure. If you have the first thing you want to do is get a team of professionals that are invested in you. So you want a lender who is going to listen to you and understand what your wants and needs are. You want a realtor partner that's going to be the same. They're going to understand what you want, what you need, where you want to be. In Illinois and Chicago, you're going to want a real estate attorney.
Because
you really, I mean, the seller's going to have their watchdog, you might as well have yours to make sure it's balanced. If you have that team together and they're invested in you, and the process gets significantly easier.
Do you guys help putting that team together, or at least give people some options?
Try. If someone's looking for referrals, we're always happy to give referrals.
Right.
In many cases, people will have, you know, family or friends or previous relationships. We work with everybody, but if somebody needs a referral, we're always happy to give them maybe two or three people in their area that we think will serve their needs.
What does the pre-qualification process look like these days? What are they looking for? What should I have prepared, ready to give to people that want to give me a mortgage?
That's a great question. So the best thing when you talk about pre-qualification or pre-approval, and people throw them around interchangeably, is lenders are looking at your income, your credit, and your assets to pre-approve, pre-qualify you.
Mm-hmm.
They want to make sure they understand what your income is and the stability of that income. They want to look at your debts and your credit, make sure that those are in balance. And then they'll look at your assets to see what you're using to put down and what you're going to have in reserve. Sort of a holistic view is what a good mortgage banker or a good mortgage professional will do.
And I know that's where we're starting, but I mean, that is where you start. I mean, that you have to have that number in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be a number I imagine you feel comfortable with. And that's always been the case, but especially in these situations where you might have a bidding war, boy, you got to know that number, right? And you got to trust the people that are giving you that number.
100%. And that word is the word I use in every first conversation with a client. Comfort.
Mm-hmm.
What payment are you comfortable with? Don't tell me what you think you're qualified for or what you think you're going to be. Tell me what you're comfortable with. Tell me what you're comfortable with investing, because the down payment is only part of the entry fee, per se, to get into a property. You're also going to have closing fees, settlement fees, which will encompass things that you can't control and your lender can't control. It would be title work. There'll be recording fees if you're buying in the city of Chicago. Chicago has their buyer stamp, which can be significant. So understanding that and understanding what a client's comfort level is, generally helps you move backwards. And if you're dealing with a first-time buyer, and we work with a lot of them, they'll start by saying, we don't know. It's a great answer.
Right.
So let's work it backwards. So let's figure out where you fit in the model, which is always starts at like a 28% of your gross income for your mortgage and 36 for your overall debts, including your new mortgage. The real numbers can be long, can be farther out than that, but that's sort of like you're playing Jane.
Mm-hmm.
And then we build from there and then see what that gets you. Does that get you what you want? Does that get you into the properties or the areas or the type of situation you're looking to go into? If not, maybe we need to make some adjustments. But the adjustments are organic. Mm-hmm. They're not derived by the lender. They're not derived by the realtor. They're derived by the client and their needs.
Right. I imagine that it's getting them comfortable, knowing what that number is, that monthly number of what they're able to, again, not afford necessarily, right? Mm-hmm. I think there's a number where we could afford things. There's a number where you feel, right. There's a number you feel comfortable with doing that. But it's also about, okay, what does the price going up $50,000 mean to that number? And you want those people armed, because these are going to be fast decisions sometimes, especially now, that have to be made.
Correct. So what you find is there's a couple of things sort of working at the same time. So if you haven't bought a house, say, in the last 7 years,
mm-hmm.
All the paperwork is different. Because the Dodd-Frank Act and all the stuff that happened in 07 mm-hmm. worked its way through the system, and in the fall of 15, they changed all the forms.
Appraisal's all different nowadays.
Appraisal's different. The forms to just apply are different.
Right.
Similar, but different. So they'll look different, but what you're trying to do is you're trying to get to a point where you feel comfortable enough, again, that comfort word,
mm-hmm.
That you want your client comfortable enough that they know that they can pull the trigger on an offer, and if there's a multiple offer, that they know where they're going to be, so that they don't get delayed. Because you can lose out if you're last to the table.
And like the last thing you want is someone, a client, to make an offer that wasn't comfortable. Then they go to sleep at night hoping they don't get the offer, right?
Yes.
Or they don't get it, because that happens sometimes. But you want to arm them with that information.
The thing that makes me crazy is to ever hear a client say, "If I only knew."
Yeah.
Like, if I only knew that was the case, if I only knew that if I added $10,000 more to the loan amount, it's only $5 a month on a 30-year.
Right.
Like, if I only knew that, I wouldn't have been sweating that extra $10,000 to get the property that I want.
Right.
And like I tell people all the time, you have to judge individual properties individually. So you have to say, okay, well, is this property replaceable?
Right.
Like, are there 50 of them on the market?
Right.
Or is this a unicorn?
Is this the one?
Right.
Right, exactly.
And if it is, then maybe that's the stretch.
Right. And we'll continue this conversation. We've got a break for news. You can stick around a little bit,
sure.
Right? All right, great. For more information about mortgages at People's Bank, you've got to go to ibankpeoples.com. Trust me, you want that comfort. You want that information. You can reach Brian. Can I give out your phone number here?
Absolutely.
708-226-2727. 708-226-2727. More with Brian O'Connor after the news here on WGN. There you go. Did you know that one, Brian, by the way?
I didn't know it off the bat, but as soon as you started talking about it, I remembered it.
It's a fascinating story. I'll talk more about it another day. Brian O'Connor, Illinois Retail Lending Sales Manager for People's Bank. We were talking off the air about people's fear of an adjustable rate mortgage. And even saying that, I shudder at it, because it has such a bad reputation, maybe, from the way it used to be done. Mm-hmm. But it could be an option for people, you're saying.
It's become relevant again.
Okay.
With the explosion in rates that has occurred in the last 60 days.
How does it work?
So the new version of ARMS is different than the old version. The old version that people probably fear is the one that, you know, if you watch The Big Short and things like that, you mm-hmm. would say, you know, it had teaser rates, it had prepayment penalties, it had wild negative amortization payments, which means you could pay, you know, kind of like your credit card, you could pay like a minimum payment, which isn't enough really to cover everything,
right.
And just keep rolling up. That's not allowed anymore.
Okay.
So the ones that are out there now are very, very strict and sort of structured, which makes them a little more comfortable. The indexes that they use to create them are significantly more stable, U.S. Treasury market and things like that. So what you find is that in today's market, there's a 3-year, or what's referred to as a 3-1 ARM, three mm-hmm. years fixed, one and 1 year, every year after that adjusts, five years of the term is fixed, and then it adjusts every year, 7 year,
mm-hmm.
10 year. What you find is that using those, you can get a lower rate than a 30-year fixed. Why would you do that? Like you were talking off air, let's say you're buying a property and saying, listen, this is going to be a property I'm going to be in for 4 or 5 years, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, job, life cycle change,
mm-hmm.
whatever. you don't really need a 30-year mortgage. You need like 4 or 5 or 6 years. Well, by taking on an adjustable rate, which has a fixed period, you can get a rate anywhere from a point to 2 points below the 30-year mortgage, saving yourself tons of money.
Mm-hmm.
And it has, it's not a balloon, so it will adjust every year.
Does it adjust based on the market and what it looks like?
It does, but it has caps in it that stop it from getting too far out of whack.
Okay.
So even if the market's going crazy, there'll be some caps that kind of safeguard you, which is a lot of the changes. So what you'll find is that people who are buying properties that know that they're not going to keep them long, or if they maybe want to buy a second home, that, you know, hey, I'm going to buy something in Florida just to see if I like it or whatever,
mm-hmm.
or if you're going to buy even an investment property, you're finding the adjustable rates are being more attractive because they can save you a significant amount against what the 30-year fix is giving you.
Got a dumb question for you, Brian. Can you refi an ARM?
Always.
Yes, okay. Yeah. So let's say you're that adjustable rate has gone up,
mm-hmm.
and I guess then you wouldn't be able to refinance because it is tied to the rates, but years later you could.
Perhaps. I mean, what you normally do with a refi, in my industry, across the board, I would tell you most of my colleagues would tell you they probably haven't truly written any kind of adjustable rate mortgages probably in a decade and a half.
Right.
Right. So what you find is that the old rule of thumb was whatever you take, when you get to halfway through the term, you do a check-in.
Mm-hmm.
So you want a 7-year ARM? Great. 3.5 years in, Brian's going to be sending you an email or giving you a call and saying, hey, how's everything going? You're halfway through. How do you feel? Do you feel like you're staying longer than what you thought initially?
Because right.
We all think, and then reality kicks. And you say, well, are you going to be out? I'm going to be out. Okay, then never mind. Stay in it, and let's talk when you're ready to move.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes you'd have people say, you know what? We really love it here. We're not going to leave. Great. Now let's see if we can figure out in the next 3 years when it's the right time for us
to fix it. Yeah.
Because rates will be ebb and flow.
Yeah. We got about a minute left. I just want to know, you know, for someone out there that is thinking about buying a property in this market, what's your, I don't want to say your elevator pitch, but what is your, you know, 1, 2, and 3 of things that people need to think about before they go through that process?
I would say number one is get pre-qualified, pre-approved by a reputable
mm-hmm.
professional that knows the market and is invested in what you want. Two, put together your team up front. So you want a professional full-time realtor, you want a professional mortgage lender, you want in Illinois, you want a real estate attorney.
Mm-hmm.
That team is integral into making sure you have a smooth transaction and that all bases are covered for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final thing is to consider what's comfortable for you. Where do you want to be payment-wise? Where do you want to be money out of your bank account? Where do you want to be area-wise? Those three things will leap in bounds, move you along in the process.
And be honest with yourself. I think that's the key.
Sure.
I mean, really be honest with yourself about comfort level. All right, Brian O'Connor, I hope you come on again, my friend.
Thanks, John. I really enjoyed myself.
Oh, yeah, it was great. Visit ibankpeoples.com, ibankpeoples.com, or you can call Brian directly, 708-226-2727. In radio, we say it twice, 708-226-2727. Get some sun, Brian. I hope we get it soon, okay?
Yes.